Inventor Halil Ayyub slips a black glove onto her hand before beginning the familiar swish of sign language. She pushes a button on her wrist, and a small speaker relays the message.
This glove translates sign language into speech to help people who cannot speak.
Ayyub is the inventor of Bright Sign.
I am tired.
My dream for Bright Sign is to be the extension of the senses for the people who want that kind of technology, who want to voice their feelings and opinions without having to always look for someone to help them out, to give them the independence that they need and the control over their own communication.
She estimates each pair of gloves will cost a few $100s and explains how they work.
So this is called a data glove, which is wired with multiple sensors to track the hand movements. And there are sensors that measure how much your fingers are flexed and bent. And there are sensors here that measure exactly where your hand is in 3D space. And that information is being transferred to a computer chip right here. And once I make a sign language sign, basically I press this button and it translates all of those movements into words that are spoken out through the speaker.
There are also new devices to help the blind. The Ford Motor Company worked with an Italian startup to create a device that helps blind people feel the view outside a car window by turning light into vibrations that, when combined with an audio description, conveys a sense of the scenery passing by. Last year, Microsoft launched its free Seeing L app, which turns a smartphone into a talking camera.
Meet me at Starbucks.
Paul Beppi, who is blind and lives alone, uses the Seeing L app to do things like finding food and drinks.
You've got the empowerment and independence literally in your pocket on your smart device.
Analysts say demand for technology that augments our ability to see and hear the world around us can only grow. Deborah Block, VOA News.
Today I present Bright Sign Glove.